My name is Scott Borg. I work for the National Science Foundation and particularly for the U.S. Antarctic Program. Something about my job that most people don't know or realize, aside from the fact that NSF is actually a federal agency, and we actually get that question, they think it's a foundation. But aside from that, I'd say that many people don't realize the extent to which we in the U.S. Antarctic Program interact with foreign counterparts as part of our nation's investment in Antarctica. In fact, we interact frequently in efforts to coordinate international scientific collaboration and also in support of operations. So I think people don't realize that this part of NSF is also responsible for issues like search and rescue and emergency medical evacuations when some injury or illness occurs within our program in the Antarctic. We also go beyond basic research to facilitate work with other U.S. federal agencies when they need access to the Antarctic. And we work with the agencies to get access to basic information about Earth, such as land surface elevation data that the research community needs, but that isn't typically available like it is in developed parts of the world. I think my job connects the government with citizens in an effective way through supporting basic research, which contributes a lot of critical information, sometimes in somewhat esoteric ways, to a knowledge base for the nation. But in addition to that, NSF's goal of training the next generation of scientists is, I think, really quite important. Many people think of the foundation as a supporter of basic research, which it is. But most often, that equates to support of rather esoteric research that isn't likely to have a near-term effect on society. But another goal of NSF is to help train the next generation of scientists for the nation, for the workforce. I think many people don't realize that NSF funding to university engages many students on research projects. And while these projects focus on basic or fundamental science questions, many of the students that are trained go out and get jobs in industry, in engineering firms, in the energy industry, and even the mining industry. And this is true even for NSF's Antarctic research programs. Students that are trained through NSF funding end up working in scientific jobs for biological firms, nonprofits, or state and federal laboratories. And this is all, of course, in addition to training the next generation of university professors. And of course, the research is also a very important contribution to society's knowledge bank, if you will. The U.S. Antarctic Program supports research across a wide array of topics, from astrophysics and the origin of the universe to biological adaptation of organisms in the extreme environment. And of course, the question of how the ice sheet is changing is a major question for society. How will it change in the future, and what will it contribute to sea level rise? Asking me what the best thing I've ever done in my job is a bit like asking me which of my kids is my favorite. I've had the privilege of being involved in support for many diverse research projects that are all very important in one way or another. The best thing I've done is to facilitate research that has both contributed in important ways to our society, but also contributed to the development of so many students. So the best piece of job advice I've ever been given is to be open to new ideas, new perspectives, and new people. And that's something that I try to take to heart every day, and I pass on to folks.
My name is Roxana Vigil. I work at the Department of State. I am the desk officer for Venezuela. I work on a team that also works on Venezuela, so we call it the Venezuela Desk. So I sometimes am asked by family, friends, or others about my job. And one of the things that they often ask is, what is a typical background of someone who works at the State Department? There is no typical background. A lot of people think that you need to study foreign affairs, but in fact, I've worked over the course of my 6 years with the department with people who came from all sorts of different backgrounds and fields, including teachers, scientists, musicians, lawyers. That, I think, is something that makes the department pretty unique. How I got started, I did an internship at our embassy in Guatemala City while I was in graduate school, and that was a really important experience for me to get me interested in a career at the department. One of the things that I'm most proud of throughout my time here is being able to share my background with American students, whether I'm meeting them when they come to the department to learn more about the department, and also with students from other countries. And many of them have never met an American before. I've had the opportunity to travel to Thailand, to Cambodia, and it's been very important for me to be able to share my background. I'm from the Midwest, first generation college student, grew up speaking Spanish, and so all those things, I think it's really important to share those when I travel and when I'm interacting with both American students and students from other countries. I have had really great mentors throughout my career, starting from when I was an intern in Guatemala. And through my mentors, I've learned it's never too soon to start mentoring others. And something that I've tried to practice and also pass on is make yourself available to mentor other people, to learn from younger colleagues and those who not have as much experience in navigating a large organization like the State Department.
My name is Cheryl Coleman, and I work at the United States Environmental Protection Agency in the Sustainable Materials Management Program. The average person may not realize that they waste $370 a year by throwing away food. They also may not realize that the average family throws away $1,500 a year in food. And each person in the United States generates about 4.4 pounds of waste every day. So it's important for us to address this because by 2050, there are some predictions that there will not be enough food for people to eat on this earth, and that by 2040, there will not be enough water. And as you know, we need water both for our personal consumption as well as to grow food and manufacture things that we want to have for our everyday use. So most people think that US EPA is a regulatory agency, and that's an important part of what we do. The exciting thing about my job is that I work in a voluntary space. I work with corporations, I help develop tools for consumers, for businesses, for faith organizations, for nonprofits, for just about anyone who wants to do things in order to minimize waste production and conserve our resources. Well, I come from a family that's dedicated to service. My parents and their siblings were all educators, and they encouraged us to really take the values that were instilled in us in the household and share them throughout the community through service. They taught us that leadership was not being served, but it was serving others. Working in the federal government gives me an opportunity to work with issues and industries and people so that I can continue to share the wonderful things about the United States of America that make it so great, and how we need to each invest our commitment and our resources to maintaining this country by conserving our resources for now, having what we want, but having those resources available for future generations. In America, I don't think we realize just how serious a problem food is. We have a significant number of Americans that go hungry every day. And it's a problem that each one of us can help solve by just putting in simple corrections in our behavior. Buy what you're going to eat and eat what you buy. If you have excess, share it, because there is a hunger problem in this country and we can all help solve it. Growing up, I was always taught that everybody has a voice and everyone's voice deserves to be heard. Through my work at USCPA, I have the opportunity to bring people together at the table to solve problems collaboratively. It's important for that corporate leader to hear from the everyday consumer how his business impacts their household. I think about families who chop that banana up to create a meal for six kids, who pour water in that cup of milk to try to make sure that all of their children at least get something in their stomachs. When others hear that, it makes them want to do something. It makes them want to help others. And so the work that I do enables me to bring government leaders, everyday citizens, corporate leaders, nonprofits, NGOs, all together to talk about how we can solve problems together. And so at EPA, we create that environment for those discussions to occur and help make a difference.